This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City-based artist Dylan Mortimer has explored faith and spirituality in his artwork for more than a decade. He's created public art installations, prayer booths with knee pads where people can stop and pray, and oversized halos that light up as visitors approach. Now in his art, and with spectacular glitter, Mortimer is taking on his cystic fibrosis. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Dylan Mortimer plugs in strands of lights at the Leedy Vocus Art Center, a large white box gallery in the Crossroads. It's just hours before his new show opens. He's tall and boyish, and there's a trace of gold glitter on his neck.
When you think of glitter, it's 99-cent store and cheap and very accessible materials, but yet it has this shine and this very, you know, illuminated kind of divine look to it.
Mortimer grew up the son of a pastor, and in his art, he's combined his Christian faith with hip-hop imagery, like fake gold bling. He calls his large-scale pieces signs, and takes inspiration from the glitz and glamour of Las Vegas, or Times Square. For the last year, he's focused on fusing the spiritual and the scientific, creating these signs, like large 3D paintings using foam, plastic, and caked-on glitter.
I've worked with welded aluminum and candy paint, you know, sprayed, and I could never quite get the look of and shine of that glitter.
And in the imagery, Mortimer is sharing something he's kept private, a chronic illness. Cystic fibrosis runs in his family. His mom has it, his younger brother has it, and he was diagnosed with it when he was only 3 months old.
Kind of when you grow up a sick kid, you just sort of want to be normal and you don't want to talk about it.
But Mortimer says he felt dishonest at this point not to bring his illness in.
This season of my life and this season of work felt right to bring it in, partially because the severity of it has increased. I'm not far from being put on a list for lung transplant.
Thick, sticky mucus is a symptom of cystic fibrosis, and it clogs the tubes bringing air in and out of the lungs. Mortimer says he's down to 33% lung capacity, and his daily awareness of this has worked its way onto the walls of the gallery, a red and pink bronchial tree lined with Christmas lights, images of rib cages, and tennis shoes.
A lot of the imagery is, you know, obviously kind of forms of lungs and bronchial trees, and rib cages, kind of referencing the lungs. There's also this mix of kind of Air Jordan shoes in there too, because there's air in the shoes and I want more air. I did a Google search for more air, and the first thing that comes up is Air Jordan and Nike Air Max and all these things. So I thought, how appropriate.
37 is about the life expectancy for most people with cystic fibrosis these days, although some live into their 40s or 50s, and Mortimer is now 36.
The very first piece I made was that one back there that says, "Can I live?" with a teardrop. So that's kind of a question I've been asking from early on, can I live? Can I survive this? How long do you survive this?
There's no cure for cystic fibrosis, but there's ongoing scientific research and new medications. Mortimer says since he was little, he's taken more than a dozen medications each day, including a new one that he says has given him more energy and helped with weight gain. But he knows it's not a cure.
Cure works as a noun and a verb, you know, to me. I mean, we find a cure and you can cure someone. So my surface level journey in life, of course, is finding ways to be healthier, finding a cure, but I need cure in a lot more ways than that, you know, too, spiritually, mentally, psychologically. You know, I think we're all searching for cures.
Mortimer says that art and faith both offer ways to dialogue, to ask the tough questions, although there aren't always easy answers, and that maybe some of his artwork and its shiny glitter will help start conversations about life and death and hope. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
Dylan Mortimer's exhibition called Cure runs through February 13th at the Leedy Vocus Arts Center at 20th and Baltimore in the Crossroads. You'll find images on our website, kcur.org/arts. Artists in Their Own Words is an occasional series and receives support from the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency.